peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly.
Yo, listen, check my flow, I be spitting. Gotta get the peanut butter with the jelly. I'ma rap about it even though it's kinda silly. Get your butter knife, then you wave it left to right. When you get your jelly right, you put it together, it makes something really nice. You already know, PB&J all day long. You know it ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of J-E-L-L-Y and a little bit of P-E-A-N-U-T butter. It was so good, I think I'll have another.
Oh, I gotta get on that internet. I'm late on everything.
Ba-dum-bum.
Hey, Pam.
Hey, Brian.
Got your unicorn?
I've got it.
All right.
Trying to keep random noises to a minimum by hanging on to my fluffy unicorn.
It works.
It sort of has fixed the problem a little bit, hasn't it?
Yeah.
You're so smart.
I try.
But then you say things that aren't, and I want to throw it at your head. Are you glad I'm not violent like that?
I have brought up the proposal, and our listeners can weigh in this.
Vote?
I thought we should have Nerf guns.
I do not want to be randomly pelted with a Nerf gun.
I could give you safety glasses.
That's a big incentive.
And the rule would be, I mean, it would be the kind that you have to pump up, but you only get like 3 pumps, so it wouldn't be very...
It wouldn't sting?
No. And you get 1 shot per show.
I think that's something that you and Joey should do when you do the sharpshooter.
Yeah.
And I think you guys should, sorry, I'm distracted by the pet ratties. Anyway.
ADD.
ADD much? Yeah. Sorry. Anyway, yeah, and I think it would be fun for Joey and Evan to stage kind of like a long-distance Nerf war.
Yeah.
That would be neat.
Well, I had brought up the idea of recording a video ad for the podcast and just shooting it, like, if we were to get permission to shoot it in, like, a Walmart toy aisle.
Uh-huh.
By the Nerf toys.
Uh-huh.
And because there was a Red Link video that Joey liked where they shot each other with Nerf darts.
Yeah, I remember that.
And
right in the face.
Right in the face while they were doing a commercial for something.
Right.
And Joey liked that idea. So I thought, okay, we can have like a conversation between the two. And it could be like Evan shooting Joey and Joey shooting Evan, even though we live in Michigan and they live in California.
Right.
You know, we'll just shoot each part separately. And I can actually shoot Joey.
Right.
And Dave can actually shoot Evan.
Or we could take the highest bidder who wants to shoot the kids.
There you go.
They'd be lining up around the block.
So.
But yeah, no, I mean, that could be funny.
Yeah.
Because it would look like they've shot each other.
Right.
But they hadn't.
I told Dave it would be a really good excuse for us to shoot our kids in the face with Nerf darts. It's a win-win.
Yeah. Kids might feel differently. Didn't one of the Rhett and Link guys get a bloody nose from that?
Yeah, they had a really huge, I don't think it was a Nerf gun, but it was some kind of a projectile gun.
Something.
And he got hit right in the nose.
Yeah.
And it was pretty funny.
They laughed the whole time, but he got injured.
I can embed that video in the show notes for this show.
Yeah, so people can see what we're talking about. Yeah, that would be funny. Yeah.
Speaking of Rhett and Link.
Oh, they have this, you know how they used to do the Good Morning Chia Lincoln when they had a Chia Pet Lincoln hen?
Yep.
And they quit doing that because they were moving or something, but now they have Good Mythical Morning.
Yep.
And it's kind of the same idea, only they just talk about random stuff.
Yep.
And it's just, I love it.
It's pretty funny stuff.
Yeah. I've seen them here and there, and I thought, oh, okay, that's funny. But I watched them the last few days in a row, and I didn't get to see it today because I volunteered to answer the phones up at church.
Yeah.
Wednesday morning. And so I didn't get to see it this morning, and I kind of miss it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you don't have to watch it just in the morning, but that's what it's called.
Right.
But anyways, So I haven't watched today's episode yet, but it's funny. The one for yesterday, because it was Valentine's Day, they talked about what each of them did for their wife one time on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
It was kind of sweet. But they're funny, so it's not overly...
Well, yeah, if anyone... I mean, if you've ever seen anything by Rhett and Link...
There's comedy.
It's kind of hard not to like them.
Yeah, yeah. They're funny guys.
So, it's kind of a daily video blog.
Yeah.
And at the end, they have the... What's that called? The Wheel of Mythicality?
Yeah. Where they decide how to end the show.
Yeah, it's they just spin a wheel, and there's different pieces of the pie on the wheel, and... Their audience gets to write in
suggestions
for what to put on the wheel.
I think they did have one that says Rhett Slap Link.
Yeah.
That hasn't come up yet, but it's on there. One of them that I saw, but I can't remember if it was for yesterday.
Oh, there was a... One of them gets a frog, the other one, which is kind of like a Charlie horse.
Ooh, that's nasty. I hope it doesn't land on there.
Oh, I think it already has.
I don't want to see them inflict pain on each other.
It's pretty funny.
Of course, they're dudes and they're like brothers, so it'd be okay.
Well, there's one, Barrettes and Beretta.
Uh-huh.
Those two guys, they're constantly just punching each other.
That's awesome.
And it's what gets the ratings.
I guess. I don't know. That's got to be part of the male humor.
So we'll put a link to Good Mythical Morning on
show
notes, too.
Well, because they talked about how the wives went away to a women's conference and they each had to take care of their kids. Did you see that one?
I listened to it at work.
Oh, okay. All right.
So.
Well, so it was how they each fared during the 24-hour period or however long it was when their wives were away. It's some pretty funny stuff.
Was it Rhett that was saying, as long as they all survive, it's a win?
Right, exactly. And if they grow as little people, that's just gravy, man. So, anyhow.
That's funny stuff.
Yes, it is funny stuff. I enjoy their show. So, anyway.
What else you got?
I don't know. Well, we were talking the other day about what makes an artist become more popular after they die, especially if they die unexpectedly, because of Whitney Houston, and she passed away over the weekend. And
what did you call it?
What's
some kind of phenomenon?
Phenomenon.
You had some kind of name for it.
I did.
Yeah.
Did it sound smart?
It sounded very profound.
Wow. I wish I could remember. I think I made it up.
You might have been channeling somebody.
Ew, that sounds wrong. No.
No, but I was just asking, why? Well, first up, the same thing happened with Michael Jackson.
Right.
You know, why is it that when he died,
record sales skyrocketed, and people who never heard of him before, Joey's generation,
your nieces, all of a sudden became huge Michael Jackson fans.
Oh, I think Steph already liked him while he was still alive.
Yeah.
But the fact that, he had passed away and then they came out with that movie and, it was a major media sensation.
Yeah.
So.
But I think it's just, people trying to cash in. I know it's sad, but.
How would me buying a Whitney Houston record now that she's passed away or whatever, would I be cashing in, or would her record company be cashing
in? Record company, agents, family.
So if they were to discontinue her sales because she's no longer living, then the people who already have the albums and stuff...
I'm not saying discontinue
could
anything.
Cash in too.
I'm not saying discontinue anything.
I don't think anybody's cashing in. I think it's such a media sensation that people want a piece of it.
So the movie This Is It
wasn't
cashing in? I think it came out a little too soon.
Do you think so?
Yeah. That was totally a money grab.
Maybe. I mean, it was a documentary of him preparing for his last tour. It was interesting to see how his handlers kissed his butt.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the way the guy talks to him when they're doing sound checks and stuff. Is there anything else we can give you by way of volume or anything in your feedback? He's just like, turn it down, please, with L-O-V-E. I know. I know you hate that, but I do like some of his songs.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're getting off.
So we were talking about Whitney Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And how with her struggles with drug and alcohol,
mm-hmm.
you know, if the people who were buying her albums and songs now
mm-hmm.
had done it before she died,
mm-hmm.
how that might have enabled even more drug and alcohol abuse.
That's one side of the possibility coin. The other side is she would have felt like my fans still love me and I need to pull it together for them. And maybe that would have inspired her to, you know, stick with the treatment program. But, I mean, you could look at it either way, and we'll never, ever know. And especially since it was unexpected and tragic, and, you know, it doesn't at this point in time appear to be a suicide or anything like that. It just, you know, it was a bad mix of medications, and of course she was drinking, and, you know, it just was untimely and sad. And I think, you know, people from my generation who Whitney Houston was a major part of our teenage year soundtrack.
Right.
You know, that brought back a lot of nostalgia for me. And so I thought, you know, it would be nice to have some of those recordings or the movie Bodyguard or, you know, The Preacher's Wife or whatever else she's been in.
Right.
You know, because it's nostalgic and you want to hold on to a piece of that.
Right.
And other people, like maybe my niece's generation, who really weren't that familiar with Whitney Houston and what she did, that would bring a new awareness, and they might really like the sound.
Right, but you were saying how people want to grab up a piece of, you know, that history
mm-hmm.
while they can.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that maybe back when we were kids, that might have been an issue,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they stopped making vinyl records or,
right.
you know, cassette tapes.
There's a limited supply.
Yeah.
And if you don't have it physically, tangibly in your hand, then you don't have it.
But that's not an issue anymore.
With the digital age.
Yeah.
Right. I agree. I agree with that. But to assume that it's always going to be around, because the original Whitney Houston is not always going to be around. She's gone to the hereafter.
Right.
But you know that Seinfeld episode, do you remember that? And I'm not sure if I'm getting this right, but the artist, when George buys, one of their friends is sick in the hospital, and he's a painter, and I don't know, was it all triangles or something? And so George, to make him feel better, you know, compliments the painting and finds himself talking himself into buying a print
right.
to make the guy feel better. Not that it's in George's nature to be a generous help you out kind of guy, but anyways, so he winds up kind of stuck with this painting, and then he's thinking the friend's not going to make it, he's in bad shape, and he might not live, so now this painting might be valuable.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, because once the artist dies, the value of their work increases.
Right.
So, I don't know, like, why is it after they're no longer living that everything has value? Because they're not going to make more? Like, this is it? This is what you get? This is all there is?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. And then, is that the same episode where they go and observe the surgery, Jerry and Kramer?
Junior man?
Yes.
We were just talking about that the other day. I got a partner who comes up to me. He's all excited that they're selling Junior Mints in the vending machine.
Oh, my gosh. Did you have to go buy some?
No, he did.
Oh.
He's a huge Seinfeld fan.
Was it Junior Mints or Snow Cap?
It was Junior Mints. And he's offering me one. I'm like, not a huge fan. How could you not be a fan of Junior Mints? Especially if they haven't fallen into a body cavity.
See, that Seinfeld has infiltrated our everyday lives.
Yeah.
And it was a show about nothing.
Yeah.
Much like what we do here.
Yes. Ta-da.
See how that came full circle? Isn't that nice?
Oh, I gotta get on that internet. I'm late on everything.
I just like that guy.
What else we got, babe?
He's pretty cool. Well, so, you know how I mentioned I was volunteering to answer phones at church?
Oh, yeah,
on Wednesday mornings. And, which is nice, because I like getting out of the house and having the reason to go be among people. That's also lame. Anyways, so this is my second week of doing it. And when I was being trained last week, the lady who trained me was also a volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, the most important part. I'm going to get teased on that now. Watch. Just you watch. Anyways, the critical part of this job is making the coffee. I'm like, I can get behind that. I will make that coffee, and it will be good coffee. So, anyway, so today I came in, and it was just me. I wasn't being trained, so I didn't have really anybody helping me remember what to do.
Because it only takes one day to train you how to answer a phone?
I guess. I mean, the phones are pretty quiet on a Wednesday. But, what?
Nobody needs the church on a Wednesday.
I guess. No, we have stuff going on Wednesday. They have that mommy and me time, which is fun. Because where I sit, you can see all the mommies come in with their little bitties. It's like toddler time kind of thing.
Yeah.
And but they're not, I mean, they're across the way, so I don't really get to see them. But
yeah.
They watch them come in, and the kids are all cute. So anyway. And then Wednesday night, they have all those youth services and stuff. So the two youths. So they're ramping up for their big Wednesday night shindig.
Right.
But anyway. But I was trying to make coffee, and I was trying to be all helpy, and so I started the pot of coffee this morning, and went over to the desk to either answer the phone or to do something, waiting for the coffee to brew, and then you pour it into this thermos thing that has the pumpy spout, but it keeps the coffee insulated, and you just pour a cup of what you need, and
right.
It's nice and neat and tidy and everything, whatever. So you pour the pot of coffee into that,
right.
And then you brew the decaf and do the same thing. So when she was training me last week, she says, sometimes there will be coffee left over from yesterday afternoon. So you just dump it out, and you can rinse it out if you want to. Sometimes there's grounds, so whatever. You just dump it out. And these thermoses are so good, it could still even be warm. I'm like, okay. So I pick up the thermos. I'm like, wow, it's really heavy. They must not have drank much coffee yesterday. So I pick it up, carry it over to the sink, and I dump it out, and like there's steam rising. I'm like, wow, this is a really good thermos. So, you know, down goes the coffee down the drain, and then I pour in the next pot. Well, then Sherry comes in, and she's like, well, I already put the regular coffee in the thermos, and then what's in that pot there that you have is decaf, so that should go in this thermos. I'm like, oh, snap. It was steaming because it was brand fresh coffee.
Yeah.
And she had already brewed the next pot, and I didn't realize it because I had walked away. So, and then Pastor Shane is like, so what I'm drinking here is decaf? Is that what you're telling me? This is decaf? So last week they liked me, and this week it's like she messed up our coffee. She's fired.
That's funny.
No, it was no big deal, but... Anyway,
cool.
It was a little traumatic for me.
Yeah.
Because I like to not mess up.
But then you don't have cool stories to tell.
Can I get a do-over, please? We have people tune in to hear about my coffee fail.
Gotta have cool stories to tell.
Ooh, can I tell you a story about the pampered chef party that I went to this weekend?
Tell me a story about anything.
Oh, it was so much fun because we got to eat and somebody else cooked, and that was nice. But they have this stuff. They not only sell cooking gear, but they sell seasonings and spices and mixes and things. They have drink mixes.
Oh, yeah?
That can be, you can just add sparkling water, and that makes it fizzy, and it's yummy. Or you could, if you liked the taste of alcohol and stuff, you could add something with more of a kick. But anyways,
okay.
I wasn't all crazy about that. Because the one that she had was like a cucumber something-something mojito. And it was refreshing, but I couldn't drink a whole lot of it because the cucumbery taste was pretty cucumbery.
Yeah.
But other girls there really, really enjoyed it. So, and then somebody said, I'm going to add some vodka. I'm like, okay. So, you go ahead and do that. But what was really good, what I really, really liked, and I didn't expect to find anything that I really, really liked, was this raspberry, what did I call it? I can't remember the name of it now all of a sudden. Raspberry habanero sauce.
Oh, yeah.
And what she did was take a brick of cream cheese and soften it in the microwave for like 30 seconds, put it on a plate, and then she poured like 3 or 4 tablespoons of the raspberry habanero over it.
Yeah.
And then you take a yummy cracker and you dip it, you know, you just like a cheese ball or whatever.
Okay.
Only it wasn't a ball, it was a brick because it was liquid sauce.
Okay.
Anyway, so you just dip your cracker in there so you have the raspberry and the cream cheese. So yummy. So yummy. And I would have never, ever thought of that, and it was really good.
Yeah.
So, yep.
Cool.
If you like raspberry habanero.
Well, I wouldn't know.
No, if people do,
oh,
then they can go find their local Pampered Chef distributor and order some.
But how would they know if they like it if they don't?
Well, maybe they have to find a Pampered Chef distributor and come to a party where they're demoing that.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Or when my order comes in, they can stop on by and I'll cook up some raspberry habanero cream cheese dip for them.
There you go.
Yeah. The beauty of it is so simple and it tastes so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because sometimes the Pampered Chef stuff, and well, I mean, anything could be like this, but like you can do some really cool things, but they're super fussy. Like those wonton fruit cup things.
Yeah.
They're super fussy. They taste really good and they're extremely pretty. And I mean, they're not that difficult, but it's a little fussy.
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 They're good.
So. Yeah, they do taste good. They don't, they get soggy after a while.
Yeah. You got to eat them up.
So if you're not going to eat them that day, then and just only make as many as you can eat that day.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I never seen wonton wrappers done that way, so I was all excited. I can make it, and it's fancy, and it's, I mean, it was, there was multiple steps. But the cream cheese thing was beautiful, because you just, the flat cream cheese on a plate, put the sauce on it, and there you go.
Yeah.
It was like a gourmet treat.
Yeah, they were very good.
Mm-hmm.
What? Can't remember, did we just bring those for the home group? It wasn't a special occasion there, was there?
It was somebody's anniversary.
Or so birthday or something?
It was an anniversary.
Anniversary, okay.
Was it, or was it a birthday? Might have been a birthday.
Okay.
I don't remember now. It was very long ago.
Yeah.
It's going to be our turn to cook soon.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What should we make?
I was thinking, maybe we can get some listener feedback.
It's got to be cheap and easy.
Well, or good. Cheap and good. I don't, it doesn't really bother me if it's not easy, but good would be nice. Shoot. Anyways, I just thought of something.
Shoot. What'd you think of?
I told Pastor Robin I could start doing that thing, the mentor thing.
Oh, yeah.
Starting next week. If it's our turn to cook, I might need to not be in school on Thursday.
Yeah.
Anyways, well, I can call her later.
Okay.
Our podcast people don't need to know that, but now they do. Okay, making a note.
So our pastor is on vacation for a couple weeks.
Yeah, I went to Disney.
And I talked to him right before he left.
You did?
And he said that when he gets back, he needs to get with us.
Uh-huh.
He's got a whole laundry list of stuff.
Are you in trouble again with the pastor?
Maybe.
You need a woodshed meeting?
I like to shake things up a little bit.
You're an instigator too.
I like to be the example of what not to be. No, he...
If you want to know what not to do...
He wants us to go through training to be marriage counselors.
We're... No. Mm-mm.
Well, he knows that we don't want to be marriage counselors.
Mm-mm.
But he thinks it would help out with our premarital class.
Mm.
So...
I liked the Prepare to Last program that we did.
Yeah.
Because it's a program that is very well planned out.
Yeah.
And it's, what was it, 8 segments?
Yep.
And the workbook that goes with it goes into as much detail as you want. It has a lot of scriptural support. But it's nothing that we developed. It's something that was already done. And I think 4 different organizations came together to produce this curriculum.
Right.
But the hosts of the video segments were really funny. a guy and a gal, and they're married. They've been married for 20-some years, and I mean, their humor played a big, big role in it,
yeah.
which makes it a lot easier to listen for any length of time. And it did spark a lot of conversation between us and between the group participants. I am much more comfortable facilitating a group than saying, you know, we are marriage counselors, because we're not. I mean, I feel like we could be in counseling sometimes.
Well, what couple doesn't?
I think everybody does. I think everybody feels like, you know, we might need some intervention.
I think if you were to talk to any marriage counseling couple, they would say the same thing.
Well, anyways,
I'm not trying to talk you into doing this. I'm just saying that.
I think if, I don't know, I sort of feel like even doing the Prepare to Laugh program gave some people the impression, like, you know, we have such a great marriage that we have no problems and da-da-da. And anybody that knows us in real life knows that that's, we do have a great marriage.
Yeah.
And we do love each other very, very much.
Right.
We also have a lot of room for improvement.
Well,
and we're not all always warm and fuzzy and happy and friendly and da-da-da-da.
You put two people together for any length of time, they're going to have...
You butt heads, because
yeah.
you're butt head.
Exactly. I mean, it's just human nature. I mean, that's just being human.
Right.
So.
But I hesitate to hold ourselves out as any sort of expert in the field other than we've been there, done that kind of thing.
Right, and I don't think we ever have. I think we're just experts at putting the DVD in and push to play.
And sometimes we need remedial help with that.
Yes. You know,
I know I do.
That's... You know, what we're there for,
mm-hmm.
to facilitate the class, not mm-hmm. to teach it.
Right. But, you know, I'm all for training, any kind of training I can get.
Right.
I love to learn.
So that he wants us to go through that,
mm-hmm.
Set up a date for the next premarital class.
Okay.
He said there's a men's event coming up.
Do we have more people wanting to get married?
Apparently.
Apparently.
I don't know.
Okay.
There's a men's event coming up that I'm supposed to be a part of.
Did you know our picture is in the home group brochure?
No.
It is.
Where'd they get our picture?
Probably off your Facebook.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm taking to court for that.
Whatever.
So,
You posted it.
And then there's a couple websites that need to be built. So.
Wait, what?
There's a whole laundry list of stuff.
He's going to let you do something with the website?
They wanted to start live streaming video for the
oh,
Sunday morning
man.
Services
okay,
and
right.
youth services.
Yeah.
And they've seen our websites.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be good. I don't know. I like to be involved.
Yeah.
It's nice to have something to contribute.
So.
And help people out.
Anything else on the list?
For the greater good. Oh, hey.
Oh, hey.
Did you want to play that one song?
Oh, yeah, Pam found a neat song.
I didn't find it. One of my friends on Facebook posted it. And it's just, it's been playing over and over in my head. Thanks a lot, Yvette. It's a cute song.
Do you want to set it up?
Set it up? Oh, I think the tagline underneath the link says this started out as a SOPA, an anti-SOPA platform,
yeah.
but has grown into so much more.
That's over 3 minutes long. Do you want to play the whole thing?
No, just play the one part that...
So you want to play the part that Joy would have been interested in?
Yes, but he walked away from the podcasting table because he has a little patience.
Okay, so this is the O Internet, a love song, and the YouTube channel is MyHarto, MyHarto.
Okay.
So we'll put a link to it on the site, our site.
Cool.
At pbjnetwork.com/thePBJShow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And actually for this episode, so you'll look for that, this episode.
25 or 26 now?
This will be episode 26.
No way. Look at us go.
Yeah.
It goes a lot faster when we do two or three episodes in one sitting.
All right. This is O Internet.
I don't wanna lose you. Oh, internet, you
video is so cute that goes with this. She reminded me of Pamplemousse a little bit.
Yeah, she does. It's funny stuff.
Yeah. She's cute.
She's got a nice voice.
Mm-hmm.
Tries to be all sultry and funny at the same time.
And she pulls it off. It's cute. Yeah. That's good. And I find myself going, Internet. Walking around the house. Shabop, shabop.
Well, when I first heard it, I was thinking of some of Huey Lewis and the News's a cappella stuff.
Yeah.
Not everybody knows, but now everybody knows they're my favorite band.
If you didn't know before, you know now. Brian likes Huey Lewis and the News.
Yes.
Likes them, like really likes them.
Yes, they're my favorite band of all time.
Did we ever talk about when we went to see them at what Common Ground Festival?
Common Ground Festival. I think we might have.
Did we? It was the last concert we went. No, it wasn't, because we went to Winter Jam.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of which.
Oh, that's coming up in April.
April, yeah.
Yeah. And Peter Furler is going to be there. Last year it was the Newsboys with Michael Tate.
Yep.
And this year, Peter Furler, who had been the lead singer of the Newsboys.
Right.
It's just going to be him. So I texted Stephanie and I said, girl, are you down for this? She's like, heck yeah.
So I'm hoping to get some new sound clips.
Oh, that would be so fun.
Peter Furler and... Who else did I say was going to be there?
Is it Skillet?
Skillet.
Okay.
Be there.
We should put a Winter Jam link.
Yeah.
Not that people are going to come, but maybe it will be in their area.
Winter Jam's nationwide.
Yeah. See? So check it out and find out the tour schedule.
Yeah.
So.
It's only $10 a ticket at the door. Make sure you get there early because they were turning away people.
Were they?
Year. Yeah.
Yeah, the line wrapped around the building and
the line
then
wrapped around the city.
Three or four or more blocks, and people just were pouring in.
You're talking Bay and Angel Arena. I'm not sure how many thousands of people that holds.
It was packed, too. That, like, there wasn't room for the buffer seat. You know how you leave a seat between you and the next group of people at the movies or something?
Yeah.
There was none of that.
Yeah.
We were all shoulder to shoulder. And, of course, it's in the winter, so you've got your coat and mittens and blah blah whatever, and there's no place to put that stuff, so you either wear it or
stand outside for hours at a time.
Well, you did. Thanks, honey. Thank you, dear. Totally worth it, though.
Yeah,
totally worth it.
So go to the pbnjnetwork.com/thepbnjshow episode 26.
Mm-hmm.
Go to our link to Winter Jam, find them in a city near you.
Yeah.
Hopefully they haven't already come and gone.
You can always come to Grand Rapids on April 1st.
Hang out with the PB&J show.
Yeah.
At Winter Jam.
That'd be awesome.
Stand out in the cold with me.
That's right. Keep Brian company. Because Steffi and Joey and I showed up much after that. We're like, you hold our place in line.
So I guess that's it for this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening. You want to give some contact information?
We
didn't do it on our last show.
I'd love to. Hang on just a second.
Got to move your coffee beans.
My chocolate-covered coffee beans. They're like crack. Didn't at the Super Bowl party somebody was saying, oh my gosh, this is so good, what's in it? And then somebody else was going, it's crack. It's pretty much crack. anytime somebody said, this is really yummy, they would say, oh, it's crack.
I think I said that.
No, well, you might have, but Heather was saying it, too.
Oh, really?
She's pretty hilarious anyway. But
yeah.
Anyway, I thought, well, that's a really odd thing to say at a church gathering. But
why?
You know. Anyway. Okay, contact information. Moving right along. I don't have my glasses, so here.
You want me to hold it for you?
No, I got
over
it.
Here. Way back.
Shut up.
Hold it way back here.
Love you. Shh. Okay, the PB&J Show website is pbnjnetwork.com/thePBNJShow. Voicemail is 406-2-PBNJ or 406-272-2635. You can email us at thePBNJShowMail@gmail.com or find us on Facebook at The PB&J Show, and Twitter is thePBNJSHW. No O.
No O on show.
No O in the show.
Okay.
So, there you have it. Oh, 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 here we go, the fun part.
Hit us up. We want to hear from you.
Hit us up?
Hit us up. We'll send you, hit us up, and we'll send you a chocolate-covered coffee bean.
Just one, though, just because one. I'm selfish. Oh, we should send some to Robert.
No, we're sending him...
pickles and mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
What if we made a sauce out of pickles and mayonnaise?
I think that's called relish. Is it? Does relish have mayonnaise in it?
No.
No?
Uh-uh.
Hmm.
No, pickle relish is just pickles. And
okay.
Something. That's how you make olive burgers, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You smush up olives and put it in mayonnaise, and it's the olive burger sauce.
I don't know how he feels about olives.
Hmm. Well, we should find out. Robert, if you're listening, hit Brian up on Twitter. Let us know how you feel about
olives. Or just call in.
Yeah, or call in. We'll play you on our next show.
Yeah, because you try to get me in trouble on Twitter. I'm smarter than that. Uh-huh.
On Wednesdays.
On Wednesdays.
I don't know what that means.
See, I was here all by myself with no one to protect me.
Aww.
And Twitter, or not Twitter, but Robert just swoops in like a,
like little, a stumbling block?
Little devil on my shoulder.
Aww.
Go ahead.
Do it. Do it.
Eat them all.
Do it for my entertainment. I don't care what happens to you. It'll be funny for me. What a guy.
Yeah. Thanks, pal.
Is he the one who talks about Jesus juking, or is that...
No, that's the two blind squirrels.
Okay. That's the other Brad and Friends show.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
We didn't talk about that.
What?
Never mind. We'll do that on the next show.
Well, right. You better write it down, because by the time we're doing this again, we will have forgotten, and we'll probably be another year older.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Thanks for listening to the PB&J Show.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
Bye.
Bye.
Peanut butter and jelly. Peanut butter and jelly. Peanut butter and jelly. Peanut butter and jelly.